Today is Wednesday, February 10th. Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from listener-supported World Radio. I'm Mary Reichert.
And I'm Nick Eicher. Well, we welcome back world founder Joel Bells to the podcast after a time of recovery from a broken bone. It was so good to see him today, and he's looking great. And he's had some time to think about the unintended consequences of constantly covering our faces.
So if I've asked just a dozen people, I must have asked 100, what's the worst part about this pandemic? Well, the overwhelming winner is the masks. Those masks. Let me be emphatically clear. I do not believe, and I am not suggesting here, that the masks now covering 90% of all Americans' faces are the result of some vast conspiracy designed to show how subservient we are. My sense is more that some top experts in medicine, science, academics, and politics, when they're confronted with a genuinely baffling threat to public health, stumbled across one tool that offered potential help. And that one tool also just happened to carry with it some symbolism that should serve as a warning to many people. Practicing Christians especially should pay attention. Intentional or otherwise, the wholesale masking of a population has produced a profoundly negative effect on at least three behaviors central to biblical living. First, Christians are expected to gather often and with commitment. Second, Christians are expected to share the sacraments when they gather. And third, Christians are expected to sing when they gather. Three central behaviors, and all made more difficult while wearing a mask. So I'm astonished that a number of world readers are reporting to me that it has been a year now and more since the churches of which they are members have welcomed them to these practices ordained by God and intended for our nourishment in all kinds of ways. When we begin paying more attention to the demands of civil authorities than we do to God's gentle commands, why should we expect happy results? There are also practical issues. Elementary teachers report how hard it is to build intrapersonal relationships with no more than half a face to share with a five-year-old in his or her first year of school. Tending the needs of the elderly presents even more challenges. I heard last week from one of my college roommates, now retired in an assisted living center, where he also serves as a chaplain. He wrote, and I quote, "A visit requires gowning, gloving, masking, and shielding. It is most difficult for the person I visit to recognize me. Trying to hear me clearly behind the masks and shield is a struggle for them. For me, with glasses fogged, reading scripture is greatly hampered," unquote. Imagine, if you will, what your response might have been if you'd been told that that report came from some Muslim nation where it was commonplace for a regulatory government to make life difficult for Christians. In such a case, I think many of us would scurry to our prayer closets to seek relief for our beleaguered brothers and sisters. Well, this mask issue is not a petty matter of fretting and worrying about some future consequence. The church has already taken an incredible hit in terms of lost opportunity to offer ministry and personal care. Those masks have covered up much more than people's faces. I'm Joel Bells.